Last question, Jake, is from your experience, what are the most important things that leaders need to do to manage fear and morale and motivation among their team? So there are those different emotions, aren't there? Fear. So, and then how do we manage morale and how do we keep them motivated?
From my opinion, if I was sitting as a employee and listening to my boss, one thing I would like to see is my boss being calm. Number two is clarity. Clarity is so important. The thing I like that the first week already we had a town hall, virtual town hall, addressing every possible question. I think that needs to happen because people are afraid, and you say fear. People are afraid, and real fears. How am I going to pay my bill? Am I going to lose my job? Is there a bonus? It's the bonus period and stuff. So to be honest and to address, one thing that I noticed about Faith was everybody understood and wanted to chip in, their thoughts. What do we do in the situation? So I guess clarity, the leader needs to be calm, and needs to have a small plan, at least, a plan B or a plan C. And this needs to be evident. And communicating this plan is so important. Many times companies will fail because it's held by the SLT, and the dissemination of that information will trickle down. And as it goes from one layer to the another layer, the information changes. So I guess it needs to be very clear from the start. Yeah, I think those are the important points. Yeah.
So I've just, I'm a words man, right? So I've just deciphered four C's, the Jake Abdullah four C's from what you've said, right? Tips for leaders: clarity, calm, clear direction, and communication.
Hey, that's good, man. I like
That's the
that.
plan. You said the plan B and plan C. That's clear direction, right? And this is a common one. It's transparency. Make sure everybody in the organization understands what's happening. It's about, managing fear and then creating confidence. Yeah. So,
Totally,
yeah.
totally.